Resentment is the number one offender. It destroys more alcoholics. Me, a compulsive eater, that's my drug of choice, than anything else. From it stem all forms of spiritual disease. For we have been not only mentally and physically ill, we have been spiritually sick. When the spiritual malady, is overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically. In dealing with resentments, we set them on paper. We listed people, institutions, principles with whom we were angry. We asked ourselves why we were angry. In most cases, it was found that our self-esteem, our pocketbooks, our ambitions, our personal relationships, including sex, were hurt or threatened. So we were sore, we were burned up. And that, for me, is step four. You know, get it out there, do it. Do it best you can at the time. I hear that phrase all the time now. I never heard that before. You know, best you can. Best you can. The first time a counselor said, you did the best you could with what you had, I nearly hit her. I thought, well, for Pete's sake, doesn't she see how damn good I am?
Oh, man, I had a ways to go.
Putting out of our minds the wrongs others have done, we resolutely looked for our own mistakes. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's your mom, whether it's my parents violently fought all the years. That's the first numbing from sugar that I remember, the first drunk I remember, is in a car. And I got this a couple of years after I'd been in program, sitting there in a meeting. And, you know, I was the person, as people say, oh, I never binged. I don't know what that means. You ate out of a garbage can. I ate off the floor all the time. What in the world? But I never did that. No. Well, I had this a couple of years, and I remember in program, and I remember driving in a car and my parents violently fighting. They, you know, he was a school teacher and made very little money, and in the summer they tried to sell encyclopedias to farmers. Well, encyclopedias in the summer. Yeah. I mean, the whole idea is just hilariously funny. They don't really have a lot of time in the summer. So we would go to one farm. And, of course, if the wife bought and he was out in the field, there would be, you know, perhaps a war. So the wife was often hesitant to buy anything. So we would go to one house and then the other. And the amount of tension would build in this little tiny car that broke down frequently and ran out of gas frequently too. It was very hard to get that last gallon of gas out of a farmer. Have you ever tried that? Very hard. They might need it for their tractor and you're trying to put it in your car because you just ran out of gas trying to sell them encyclopedia. Anyway, up. Horrible. I can remember sitting in the back seat with my car, my sister, and just in this car and just thinking, oh my God, this, you know, what's going to happen? They're going to kill each other. That's what's going to happen. They're going to kill each other. And then it was, oh, he's going to leave. Yeah, he's going to leave. That's what's going to happen. He's going to leave. We stop at a little roadside place, and we'd get a goodie. And I would eat it as fast as I could. And sitting in a meeting in recovery, I remembered the drunk. I remembered how that felt. And I didn't remember that for years like that. It was so amazing. I even got a DUI. Yeah, I did. I had it there at the side. I don't know if any of you have ever done this, but, you know, something gooey and runny and whatever-y, and you're, you know, trying to eat it while nobody can see you, you know, your driver, nobody else is in the car with you, and you're trying to, you know, I don't know, you probably never did that, but. So I was doing that, and I just tapped. I wouldn't call it a rear-ender, another lady. And this woman got out of the car, and I looked at her, and I thought, she has everything I want. She's attractive. She's madder in hell at me because I barely touched her car. And the topper, She's thin. I didn't remember that DUI for years. In recovery in a meeting, I remembered it. So, the next one is...